Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We got Rich here on the phone today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Rich. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Hey, Rich. We're great.
Yeah. Great may be an overstatement, but...
I mean, I'm great.
Okay, we're above it. All right. Megan's great. Rich, are you having an issue with somebody that you can't quite, you know, come to terms with them?
Yeah, well, two things. I'm happy to be on the phone with you guys, but I'm also having a problem with my sister, so that's why I feel that I needed to get in contact with you guys.
Oh, your sister?
Yeah, my sister.
What's her...
My blood sister.
What's her damage?
So here's her damage. She's been unemployed for a while. She used to work in a warehouse as like a manager or an assistant or something. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Okay.
But now she wants to be a stripper.
She wants to be a stripper?
So, yeah. And if my mom found out, my mom would blow a lid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we grew up in church, you know, all that good stuff. So we were raised properly.
Okay.
So I have a huge problem with her being a stripper. Like, it's just not going to work for me.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to work for the family, anybody.
Is this your older sister or younger sister?
No, this is my baby sister.
Okay. And do you not want her to be a stripper because you don't like the idea of it, or you don't think she's got the goods?
Well, first of all, I don't know what goods she has.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be weird.
What's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Fiona.
All right, let's call Fiona and find out what's going on. Hang on.
Hello.
Is this Fiona?
Yes, it is.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Hi, Fiona.
What?
Hi. How can I help you?
Oh, we wanted to talk to you for just a moment, Fiona. Do you have a minute?
Yes. Can I ask who's talking?
Yes, you can. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE in Jacksonville.
Oh, my God. Mark Kay and Megan?
Yes.
Are you serious?
No one would lie about being us. Trust me.
What? Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
I listen to you guys all the time.
Awesome.
What is happening?
We've also got your brother Rich on the phone.
What?
Hello.
Fiona, Rich. Rich told us. Rich told us about how you're thinking about exploring the stripper world.
Oh my God, Rich! What the hell are you doing?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned.
Are you thinking about becoming a stripper, Fiona? Is that something you want to do?
Wait, why are you guys calling me about this?
Because your brother's really upset about it, and he doesn't want you to do it.
So you called Mark King and Megan Rich? Seriously?
That's what people do, apparently.
How do you even know this?
Are you becoming a stripper? Is that like a thing?
No, I mean, technically not yet, but I am looking into it.
You're interviewing.
Fiona, is that true? Have you interviewed already?
Yes, I interviewed. I have a manager that I know, and he interviewed me. I haven't gotten the job yet, but he said I was pretty good and the money is great. I can't find a job, Rich. As you know, I've been trying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know that this industry is pretty lucrative.
Okay. All right.
It's a job.
All right. 340-9595. Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark and Megan.
I'm Hi.
Oh, good.
I was thinking that perhaps you guys have failed to yet ask Rich one very important question. Is the reason that he possibly is more concerned about Fiona becoming a dancer the fact that he's more upset or distraught that he might wind up at the club where he would see his sister on the stage?
Yeah, that's definitely what it sounds like.
Like, I don't want you going into my club.
Well, exactly. I'm not sure if it's really his secret he's trying to hide or if it's really her honor and integrity he's trying to protect.
Well, there's a lot of different clubs in town, so, I mean, they should be able to avoid each other.
Yeah.
They definitely should. They definitely should. But definitely, I think you should throw that out there and ask him if that's part of the real concern.
Do you think she should do it if she's looking for a job and she can't find anything else?
I mean... I've known plenty of dancers, however, it always seems that after a certain amount of time, the lifestyle kind of becomes an issue where they're drinking late night, they're, you know, doing other, you know, illegal drugs.
It's right.
It's kind of something that they get involved with, whether they really set out to or not.
Yeah.
So right.
I would kind of advise against it unless she truly, you know, if she's not a drinker and she doesn't think that she'll fall into the, you know, the bad habits that come along with dancing.
All right.
If it truly is just to dance, hey, I don't see anything wrong with it.
And to make money, don't forget that. Hey, thanks for calling. Tony from the West Side, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, great, Tony. What do you think?
I think if she want to do it, then she can do it. She got the goods to rock it, rock that pole and go.
Yeah. That's my motto. Rock that pole and go.
Yeah.
Are you a dancer or do you know any dancers?
No, actually I don't, but I visit script clubs frequently. You know, it's a free Circus Lole show. Just pay that $5 to get in. You got it good.
Yeah. All right. All right, good. All right. Well then it seems like you're all on board. Hey Tony, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know what? And here's the thing. I've been to a lot of strip clubs in Jacksonville too.
Well,
not a lot,
too.
But I've been to I know Megan used to work at one. And I'll tell you, sometimes you don't even have to have the goods to get a job as a dancer.
Yeah, that's true. Just be confident in your body. You can do it.
Yeah, that's right. No one else has to be confident in your body, just
right.
You.
Yeah.
340-9595. Hey, Tim from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
Oh, good, Tim.
I would like to comment on this segment that you got going on.
We'd like you to comment on it. What would you like to say?
Well, I've got two cousins that were... doing bad and doing poorly on their bills and everything, and they went and became strippers, and they're raising two kids, and they both have very good credit now and good bit. They're paying their bills good, and they're raising, like I said, a family.
So you think you got to do what you got to do to make your family successful?
Yes.
Okay. And do they like the job, or do they wish they could do something else?
Well, they do wish they can do something else, and they are paying. One of them's paying for school to become a nurse.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
And, yeah. And the other one is just a full-time mom, and she's paying her bills, and she does good. And they're both not doing drugs.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah,
that's
great news.
Yeah, not doing drugs. I'll tell you what. I've never known a stripper that became a nurse, but one time I was at a strip club, and this woman came out dressed as a nurse, and then I realized... She's a stripper.
Yeah, they're both out of Fort Lauderdale, and they're doing very good.
Oh, all right. Hey,
that's
thanks.
Fantastic.
I bet they got some. Megan, you're from that area, right?
Down in South Florida.
How are the strip clubs down in Fort Lauderdale?
I've actually never been.
Really?
Actually, that's a lie. I went one time.
I pretty much figured that was a lie. Were they nicer than the ones you worked at here in Jacksonville?
This one I went to was insane, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carrie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Carrie, you were a stripper?
I was for 3.5 years.
Why were you a stripper for 3.5 years? Just for money or for kicks?
Well, I worked in insurance at first, and I was laid off. And so I had a friend who danced, and she brought me one night, and I danced all the way through nursing school. And I don't dance anymore, but I will tell you this. It follows you for the rest of your life. I see them as my patients, some of my patrons.
Oh, really?
As long as you don't, you know, participate in anything illicit, drugs, or, you know, you don't get involved in that lifestyle. And
yeah.
You have goals. You can make it out, but there are some girls who are stuck there.
Yeah.
So it all depends on you.
Did you make some pretty decent money?
I did pretty well. I only worked two nights a week, and I made more, I would say, in that two nights than I worked 40 hours a week.
Wow.
See,
so, I mean,
then that's
really
worth it.
I mean, if some of those guys come in there, they just want you to talk to them and
Yeah. And
like you like them. And that really is what it is. You're just selling friendship, conversation, and, of course, wiggling your goods up there. But
yeah,
that's worth it if you have a goal, though. Like, you obviously, like, had something in mind that you wanted to do.
But a lot of people don't have goals. They come in there with these dreams. I'm going to be a dancer. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And
Yeah. They
never make it out of there. I mean, you got, like, strippers that are, like, knocking on 40. And it's not sexy anymore.
Yeah. No, that's true. All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks so much. You're the second stripper turned nurse, by the way, that we've talked talked to in the last 5. That seems to be a very common path.
Nursing school is very hard, and it's really hard to work a full-time job and go to nursing school. And I mean, it's really sad, but another nursing school student kind of turned me on to it. And,
yeah.
But I made it out.
Oh, no. Yeah. Congratulations. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
I made it out.
I got out of that alive. 340-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.